You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Hi, John Nemo here. Sorry about all the background noise on the podcast you're about to hear. Sheba and I were actually in the car driving to the airport, so there is a little bit of rumble road noise in the background. And I do want to alert you to the fact that the price of the Hosan Art case that she talks about is $30 from Unea, and it's $40 for the Concerti case from Moshi or MoshiMond.com. Please see appminute.com for the links and all the details on the show notes. Thanks. Enjoy the podcast. Welcome back to the App Minute podcast, and we have a special guest reviewer. It's Sheba. Nice to see you again, Sheba.
Hi, nice to see you.
Please tell us about the unusual cases that you've got in your hand.
The first one is the Unea, I think it's called Hosan Art, iPhone 4, 4S case. It's basically your standard slim profile plastic case. What sets it apart is the illustration. It comes with a bunch of different kind of crazy illustrations on it.
Is there one illustration that you use for different cases, or does each case have its own design?
Each case has its own design.
Tell us about the designs.
This one I'm looking at has a little painting of Little Red Riding Hood standing in front of a tree with a squirrel.
And what were some of the other designs like?
Kind of similar, cutesy little kid kind of designs.
Who would you recommend these Unea Hosan Art cases for?
I would recommend them for a teenager. They have a cute kind of childlike design, and they don't take up a lot of room on the phone, and they seem quite sturdy.
What about the fittings for the ports and the security and all the access to the stuff for actually using the phone?
It seems all pretty well sorted out. The camera and the flash come through the back, and all of the buttons come through the side and the port on the bottom. So it seems to be everything in the right place.
Good. We don't have the prices in front of us right now, so we'll add the prices and the links at the end of the show and also in our show notes on appminute.com. Ah, I see you have another case there that looks very different. Who makes that one?
This is made by Moshi. It's called the Concerti Premium iPhone case.
And how does it differ from the first one, the plastic one with the cartoon design?
This is a fabric-covered flip-open case. So the phone sits inside the case, and then it has a cover that opens and closes to reveal the screen.
What's the advantage of having a cover, or the disadvantage, as opposed to just having the front face exposed like it is on the Unea case?
The advantage is it's more protected. The screen is more protected than it would be if it were exposed, and also the entire phone, if it were dropped, is cushioned all the way around. The disadvantage is that it's one more thing to do when you want to use your phone. You have to remove it from your bag or pocket and then open this case in order to reveal the screen.
Describe the styling and the manufacturing and all the physical attributes of this Moshi Concerti case.
The styling is pretty nice, pretty simple, clean lines, not too big. It's a soft, kind of satiny fabric. As far as the use, I'm not sure. I'm not crazy about a case like this myself. I prefer to just have a slim fit plastic case. I don't want to have one more step while I'm going to use my phone. One of the advantages with this case is it comes with a screen cleaner that is attached with a sticky kind of pad to the inside of the case. So you always have a screen cleaner available, which is kind of a nice touch.
Very good. And again, we don't have the price or the links handy at the moment, so we will add those at the end of the App Minute podcast, and we will also have those at appminute.com. So just describe briefly your thoughts about these two cases relative to other ones that you've used and your general recommendations for the sort of person who would be best suited for the Moshi Concerti and the Hosan Art case from Unea.
If you're the kind of person who wants your phone really protected and don't mind an extra step when using your phone, I'd recommend the Moshi Concerti. The Uneo case is more similar to the one that I use. Questions are a little childlike, so I'd probably recommend them for someone younger.
And what sort of person? Would it be a business person or an executive? What sort of person would want to have the cover on the case as the Moshe Concerti?
I would say someone who's carrying a bag. You wouldn't really want to have this bulky of a case in your pocket. So it could be, it's kind of unisex. Could be for someone who's either got a big handbag or a briefcase and wants to have their case really, their phone really protected.
Thank you very much, Sheba. Glad to have you here on the App Minute Podcast.
Thank you.
This App Minute Podcast is sponsored by Rogue Amoeba Software. Their motto is strange name, great software. Let's spell it. ROGUEAMOEBA, RogueAmoeba.com. Their software is available on the internet only. I've been using their software for years and years and years, and the software that all the App Minute podcasts are made in is called Audio Hijack Pro. Record any audio, and they mean anything that's on a Mac, you can record it. You can learn how to do complex recording, or you can just do a simple click, hijack, click, record, boom. iTunes, Safari, Skype, live microphone, anything at all that's happening, sound coming into or out of your Mac can be recorded using Audio Hijack Pro. It takes a little bit of time to get used to the interface, but believe me, it's worth it. And their support team is very good with email response. If you can't find the answers on their answer page on the website, rogueamoeba.com. Now, Fission, F-I-S-S-I-O-N, is the software that I use to edit every podcast and all the audio that I do in my entire life. What Fission is, it's a waveform editor. That sounds very geeky. It isn't. You can just expand or contract the sound file that you're listening to and say, hey, I want to clip that out. I want to copy this. I want to paste that. I want to add something to it. Fission and Audio Hijack Pro from Rogue Amoeba. John Nemo gives his 3 thumbs up, 12 out of 10 rating and recommendation. I use him personally all the time, and every App Minute podcast is made using Audio Hijack Pro and Fission from Rogue Amoeba. So thank you very much, Rogue Amoeba. And now you can buy them both together in a bundle for $50 US. Normally, Audio Hijack Pro is $32. Well, well worth it. There's some days I would pay 10 times that. And Fission is normally $39, which is a darn good deal for a basic sound clip editor. And you can buy them instead of $32 and $39, which is $71. You can buy them for $50. Thanks a lot, Rogue Amoeba.
All right, now we're going to start fitting on a fitty. Do I hear fitty on a fitty? Then I got fitty.
Tired of hearing the same old podcast. Want something new? Want something different? Well, I don't know what to tell you, but check out the Apple Junkies podcast anyways. You just might enjoy it. And it's still better than listening to this guy. App reviews and news on your favorite iOS devices. The Apple Junkies podcast.